Classic Hits, 97.7 The Bolt. Yes, Wildcat News happens every Wednesday. This morning, we are fortunate to visit with Mark Wenzel. He is the principal of Twin River Schools. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Holidays went well for you, I take it?
Well, I mean, anytime you have a holiday, you always get a chance to recharge. So that's that means it goes well.
And, you know, a lot needs to happen before we get into the Christmas break and transition into the new year. Talk to us about the first half of the year.
Yeah, I mean, the beginning of the year always starts off, you know, with new goals, new expectations, putting things in place, getting your initiatives and your professional development done for the teachers and making sure that we're doing the best by kids. I think overall, we made a lot of progress when it comes to, you know, trying to meet those needs in reading and math specifically, closing the gap in those areas. But then we have some other fun initiatives in our STEM classes as well.
And as far as the programs go, I remember that we had some inclement weather. I guess it would be typical winter weather, but did you get all your programs off and done?
No, that was the fun part about, you know, anytime you have winter, it throws monkey wrenches into what you're trying to do. And we just happened to plan our music program or our holiday program on 2 days, which we had canceled. So that creates an adjustment. We get to finally have that tomorrow at 6:30, which we're really excited to see our students' performance and make sure we acknowledge the work they put into putting on a good program.
And where will that take place?
That will take place at the Bode Gym at 6:30. So anyone that feels inclined, please come.
That's great. Well, good luck to all the kids and the teachers coordinating all of that. What else is going on at Twin Rivers?
Yeah, you know, when you get to the end of the year, you're trying to make sure that you have, you know, some of your assessments done. We'll continue to do our assessments as we've returned to class, reset expectations, and really hammer away those goals. We have a long stretch here before Easter, which is good because hopefully it can establish some routines. And we have a professional development coming up here on January 12th, which we're going to take a look at some of those data points for each student and make sure we have good plans in place to help them close the gap. We have some other fun activities going to hit in the spring. We're going to do the old school Rockets thing. So some of you guys that remember the Rockets from when you were in school, we're going to attempt to do that at Twin Rivers. So we're excited about that. We have our hydroponics program, we have a hydroponics stand that we use to teach kids about hydroponics. So we'll get that going for the spring as well. And we do quite a few field trips. We want to make sure that we get field trips in the spring and before the school year, not before the school year, sorry, pardon me. In the first semester and second semester, we have specific field trips that we do. The reason that we do as many field trips as we can is we want to make sure our kids get hands-on learning experience, as well as experiences they may not get from, you know, home, or sometimes school can provide opportunities that you just can't get anywhere else.
So. Mm-hmm. We're back from the winter break. And you'd mentioned some consistency within the classes before Easter break. You know, when you look at that break in the summertime, at the end of school to the start of the next year, in retention levels, how do you rate with that with the students at Twin Rivers?
I mean, you really do the best you can and give parents information that they can continue to work on it in the summer. We do have a summer school program, which we do try to, you know, bridge that gap. There is some retention loss every summer with some students. We just hope that we did a good job setting the foundation throughout the school year. And when we get back to the school year, that's why professional development before coming back, you know, teacher prep, those kind of things. If you do a good job, then hopefully you can establish and get moving right away. If you think, oh, we're going to start the school year and then we'll wade our way into it, then you're already too late. Mm-hmm. So we really try to be proactive when it comes to our planning when we come back to school.
We're talking with Principal Mark Wenzel from Twin River Schools. What else is going on within your walls?
I mean, we always have fun things. Like when we do a drug-free type initiative, then kids, we have dress-up days, but we have some little lessons about how to stay drug-free. And at the elementary school, it looks much different than it does at the middle school or high school. Well, it seems like in elementary school, you know, you try to make celebrations out of the little things. We do PBIS, where we try to manage kids' behavior and make sure that we're rewarding kids who do participate in the good behaviors. And then we have other initiatives to go with that. We have a thing called the ice cream truck. So kids can enter a drawing for a little ice cream treat if their name gets called because they got so many tickets or opportunities based off their behavior throughout the week. So just things like that. You know, elementary school is great. Kids might be mad at you 1 minute, and about 5 minutes later, they give you a hug. Things are moving on. It's really a fun age of students to, you know, participate with, because they are just sponges, and they'll pick up the good and they'll pick up the bad. So you got to be really careful, and you have to be intentional about what you expose them to.
What do the kids call you?
They call me Mr. Wenzel because I teach PE. I also drive the bus sometimes. So
a little bit of everything.
Yeah. And who knows what they call me behind my back, but we'll stay Mr. Wenzel here.
Sure. Sure. Sounds good. Well, thanks for being our guest on Wildcat News this morning. And I wish you all the best the balance of the year.
Yeah. Happy New Year. And hey, let's rock it. Go Wildcats.
Classic Hits, 97.7 The Bolt.